In this message, Pastor speaks about our beautiful Savior, how big and majestic Jesus is, and teaches to live a big life like Abraham, let go, look up, and build an altar.
Glory to God. Tonight, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 8 to 18. Genesis 13, verse 8 to 18.
And Abraham said unto Lot.
And not Abraham, Abram said unto Lot.
Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. If not, is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you are, lift your hands and thank the Lord for His word. She was reading from Genesis chapter 13, verse 8 to 18. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight, God put it in my heart to tell you that God is bigger than anything else. You know, when I stepped out to serve Jesus, God gave me a vision. It was about 30 years back. 30 odd years back. And that was God touching the nations with His presence, with His glory. And so I was kind of focused on that. I never thought of a church, being a pastor of a church, or growing a church. That was never, never, never there. People who try to grow a church, they know how hard it is. We were very happy, the handful of people that we were gathering together in my home to just lift up the name of Jesus and glorify His name and worshiping Him. But then God began to bring in the increase. There was never ever then and even now an intention to grow a church. If there was any pastor in the city who would pray that God wouldn't send people into the church, it was me. So it was never my intention to grow a church or a big church. That never was and that never still is. But what in my heart, what I wanted to do was to grow big people. Because God said to me years back, Then I've heard many people preach that and say that. Your greatest investment is not in a building, nor in a land, but it is in people. Invest into people. See them grow. And so that was the desire, just to see people grow, people increase, people becoming big. Some of them have grown really physically big, but spiritually small. I mean, just to grow spiritually. And so, ever since I started serving the Lord, the intention was always, whether it be in worship, whether it be in preaching, to expose people to a big God. Because it is God who brings in the increase. In 1 Corinthians 3, we know the scripture which says, you know, one of them sowed, one Apollos sowed, and you know, Paul watered, or whatever way around, I mean, whichever way. But it is God who brings in the increase. So the entire desire of my heart is to see people being exposed to our beautiful Savior. To know how big He is. How majestic He is. Glory to God. There is nothing more beautiful than lifting up that name of Jesus and glorifying that name, whether it be through preaching, through songs, through worship, through a lifestyle, to see the name of Jesus magnified, glorified. If you're one of them who wants to see the name of Jesus glorified in your own lives, in your homes, lift up your voice, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and shout out Jesus. Lift up His voice.
A very big God, a very big God, oh, He's always on my side, He's always on my side, a very big God.
To God. We worship and serve a very mighty big God. His name is Jesus. Amen. So the scripture that you read, you know, there are so many of them in the church who have grown so big they don't submit anymore. But I'm not speaking about them. But to see people really grow. And here we see a gigantic man of faith. He's called the father of faith. Abraham was very big, and Lot was very small. Abraham was very big because he chose to walk by faith. Lot chose to walk by sight. People who walk by faith grow. Lot was like, I want it right here, right now. I want what I see. Any opportunity that I get, I'll take it. Abraham was continuously looking up to the Lord. Lot was looking for the right opportunities in life. God will do a very big thing in your life if you keep looking to Him. I believe that the next season of our lives will be seasons of sharing big stories of what God has done. Big testimonies. Big things that God has done outside of us and inside of us. Big transformations. Big transformations. Big changes happening inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you want to live a big life like Abraham, he learned to let go. I have to learn to let go. There is something about letting go that will change your future. The herdsmen of Lot and Abraham were fighting, and Abraham is saying, let it not come between us. Let it not come between us. You choose what you want. You take what you want. Can you imagine that? And Lot chose the plains that was towards Sodom and Gomorrah. It was green. It looked beautiful. Abraham didn't feel cheated. Abraham knew who he had trusted. He didn't feel that Lot had taken advantage of his goodness. He knew whom he had trusted. He was willing to let go. Don't hold on to what was in your life. There are people who hold on to their disappointments, hold on to their memories, hold on to the past, hold on to hurts and offenses, who never let go. You have to learn to let go. There are people who won't let go of their plans. They're very fixated on what they have, what they want in life. You know, it is said that if you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plans. But there are people who will let go of their plans to say, Lord, let your will be done. I'm just happy to follow you, Jesus, wherever you lead me. Let your will be done. I keep looking up to you, Lord. There are people who want control to hold things. And there are people who let go. Lot had nothing. It was while walking with Abraham that he had everything. But Lot was an opportunist. Abraham continuously looked to the Lord for his blessing. You know, you need to love big. Forgive big. Give big. There are people who just hold on. Some of you really have a small God. It's not the God of the Bible that you carry. Because you're fighting over everything, trying to control everything. Our God is a God who is called El Shaddai, which means more than enough. Not just enough. Not barely enough. But more than enough. No matter how much I let go, God will give me more. He will bless me more. There are people who are always fighting over something. Over something that they want, something that they want to hold on to. And those are people who have their hands closed. They're frustrated. But there are people who let go. And who say, "Thank you, Lord, for every blessing, for every grace." Lift up your voice and say, "I serve a big God. I serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father." See, Lord cannot defeat you when you are in covenant with God. And our God is a God of no limitation. Lord had his eyes upon the best land. Abraham had his eyes on a big God. Lord wanted right here, right now. But Abraham knew God was bigger than just an opportunity or one mistake or one moment or one season. God is bigger than all that. Abraham knew that. Are you with me? There are people who hold on to their past mistakes, who don't let go. God is bigger. God is bigger than your missed opportunities. You know that? Yeah. You don't know that. God is bigger than your missed opportunities. Sometimes people say, "Oh my God, if I had invested in that Bitcoin when it was just 50,000, look how it's gone up. Oh, if I had invested into that land, if I had bought a house 20 years back, I wouldn't be in this soup." Now I go through this thing where I say, if I had got married, maybe." God said, "I'm bigger than all that." God is bigger than your worst day and your best day. Don't hold on. You might have heard it many a times, but you need to just let go and let God. Live the let go life, or you will be in constant battle. There are people who fight for already the things that God wants to give them. They're still fighting. There are people who are in love with conflict and rage. You know, I mean, even when somebody overtakes you and put you off the road, don't give them the finger. Just let go. You don't need to be... Don't be so riled up inside that you're unable to enjoy the beauty of our King. Bigger than all that. There's an interesting scripture in 2 Chronicles 25. There's this king called Amaziah who arms or who pays for an army. He hires people. He spends money, hires people to fight a battle. You can read through that story later. He hires people to fight a battle, and the prophet comes, and the prophet of God comes and says, God is not in this battle. God is not in this battle. You know, Paul said, I fight the good fight. There are fights that God is in, but there are fights that God is not in. It's just your ego, your pride. And so in 2 Chronicles 25, this man is into a hiring people for a fight. Today it would be the media. You hire the media. You want to put down somebody, you pay them, give them a story, whatever. And in 2 Chronicles 25, when the prophet comes and says, God is not in your battle, God is not in this battle. This man says in 2 Chronicles 25, listen, I have, can you read that? 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 9? 2 Chronicles 25.
And Amaziah said to the man of God.
Yes, and Amaziah said to the man of God.
But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?
See, what shall I do about the 100 talents of money that I've given for these people? What shall I do about that money? Yeah.
And the man of God answered. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this.
The Lord is not in this battle. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Don't make him small. You're saying you spend so much of money, and now you want to prove that. No. Let go. God is not in this battle. You think you wasted your money? God is able to give thee much more than this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This man, when he spent the money, he knows there is no refund. Are you with me? And now he's fighting over that money. I want my, look at the money that I spent. God, let go. God is able to give thee much more than this. Lift your hands and say, our God is a God of much more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just not enough, but much more. He's much more than what went wrong. You are kind of worked up over the amount. But God is much more than that. There are some people who are so mad at people they don't even know. Over some reel that they saw on Instagram. They don't even know that guy. They don't even know that girl. I mean, sometimes you might have come accidentally into this channel right now. You're watching and you say, what is this guy saying? Don't be mad at me. Go have a life. You are the one who owned that. There are people who get upset even with people they don't even know. Look what Trump is doing. Leave him. Let him do whatever he wants. You're fighting in your home over somebody you don't even know. There are people who have to let go of their memories of bad things that has happened to them. 20 years, 30 years, they're still holding on to a memory. Forgive. Don't be obsessing over something that you've got to let go. It's when you let go and when your hands are empty that God is able to fill it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, if you hold on to your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for me, you will gain it. Glory to God. Look at Abraham. Genesis 13 verse 14. NLT. After Lot had gone,
the Lord said to Abram, look as far as you can see.
Yeah, the second thing that you do is look up. Read on.
Look as far as you can see.
Look as far as you can see.
In every direction.
In every direction.
North and south.
North and south.
East and west.
East and west. Even the land that your nephew took, look at that. Because that's going to be yours. And it is Israel's even now. The land that was Sodom and Gomorrah, where the Dead Sea is now. What you grab, you won't be able to hold it. What you let go will come to you because God will give it to you. Glory to God. Abraham gave Lot the choice. Lot took it. God said, look up. Look. North, south, east, west. Everywhere that you see, I will give it to you and to your generations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this season, there is something that God has stored up. If you will look to Him, that is going to come forth not only for you, but for your generations. Glory to God. Make this one small prayer, just three-word prayer. Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Proverbs 20 verse 12. A seeing eye and a hearing ear comes from the Lord. Glory to God. Open my eyes, Lord. I don't want to be focused on my past or on the hurt or on the disappointment. But I need to look to see what you got for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord is not your source. God is your source. Glory to God. Amen. Lord did not decide anything for Abraham. God decided for Abraham. He's a big God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has got something for you. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Take some time to just let go and to look to the Lord. Let your eyes be opened to see what God has got in store. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rudala Ramani Amza Tales Piate. Santala Ramani Aljas Way Take It. Laka sutera ni maka na ziyanto Rihili ni nati ya ziyante. We worship you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Make it a prayer this tonight. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted. Power and love. See, sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up.
Gracious Jesus.
Shining in the light of your glory.
Won't you
pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy. As we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you. I want to see you. I see the Lord, and He is seated on the train of His robe is filling His temple. I see the Lord, and He is shining like the sun, His eyes full of fire. His voice like the water surrounding His throne, a thousand singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Glory, gracious Jesus. Why is this one tansy brought here? I'm just one tiny as a pretty little house. Holy, holy. Rather than Radianda, La Matani, Zika, Frigalagan, I stick a Frigalista. Sahala, Jada, the banana, Yam, just one tiny simbrady Kadeshti.
To God. Amen. And from the scripture that we read, the third point is Genesis 13. Big people build altars. Genesis 13. It says there, I think the 18th verse, Abraham built an altar. Yes.
Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
And built there an altar unto the Lord. Lot was busy building a life all about himself. And Abram was busy building an altar unto God. Small people are only thinking about their lives and what they can build for themselves. Big people build altar unto God. That altar is that space where you trust God, where you're consecrated to God, where you are praying to God, where you are sacrificing to God. We are worshiping Him. The Lord was looking at the light and the glitter of the town of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham was looking at the fire on the altar. I have to make sure there is sacrifice on that altar. I want to see a fire burning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, people who sacrifice always, always turn out bigger than people who keep for themselves. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Abraham was looking at the fire. Looking at the fire on the altar. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. Exodus 20, verse 24.
An altar of earth thou shalt make.
An altar of earth shall thou make
unto me.
Yes.
And shall sacrifice thereon
thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen, in all the places where I record my name. I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. Can you imagine that? God is saying, listen, when you build an altar, I will come unto thee. And I will bless thee. Make for yourself an earthen altar. Every time you do that, it's not in vain. It's not empty time. It's not a waste. I will come there. And I will bless thee. God's blessings are on the altar. Don't let anything come between you and your God. That's the place of intimacy with God. He made an altar in Hebron. That word means friendship, alliance, to be joined together. Lord is looking for opportunities to get ahead in life. Abraham is looking for opportunities to have intimacy with God and to be a friend of God and to have an alliance with God. So the Bible says in James chapter 2, James writing says, Abraham, a friend of God. You are a child of God. But even as a child of God, you can have such intimate friendship with God. You know, I have four children by the grace of God. Only four children. And so, Abraham is a son, child of God, but at the same time is a friend of God. You know, my children are my children. And sometimes I want their friendship. So I asked my eldest daughter today, she's 9 years old, can I be your friend? She said, Jesus is your best friend, Dad. I said, after that, after Jesus. After Jesus. Now Jesus is your best friend forever, BFF. He's your best friend forever. No doubt about that. So I said, after Jesus. Mom? I said, yeah, Mom is there. I was just trying to get my child to be friends with me. In Psalms 25, I think it says there, he reveals his counsel to his friend. God's inner heart secrets, God tells it to his friends. Not every child of God. Are you with me? You have a closeness with the Lord, where the Lord says, hey, you love spending time with me. You are a man, a woman of the altar. You love being with me. And I love that. Look at the scriptures in the Bible. Everyone who walked with God had an altar. Abel had an altar. Noah had an altar. Jacob built an altar. Elijah repaired an altar. David an altar. And even Jesus. Every day. Mark 1 verse 35. Luke 6 verse 12. Sometimes all through the night with the Father. Sometimes early hours of morning, he would go to be alone with the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. There should be nothing more important, more valuable than your alliance with Jesus. Your friendship at Hebron, he built an altar. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.